Well, we've talked a lot about some of the local issues going on here in New Hanover County, and you as a voter in New Hanover County will have a decision as to what the direction of the county goes in terms of its county leadership with the New Hanover County Commission. Joining us now on the program is Harry Knight. He is a candidate for New Hanover County Commission. Harry, good morning, sir. There was a debate last night that you took part in, a GOP primary debate. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it was a pretty good debate. We had all four candidates there, and Ben Schatzman was the moderator. And we got asked a whole variety of different questions. We're, you know, talking about budgets, talking about land use, talking about the sheriff's office, schools. There are a lot of questions focused on schools. So if you attended that meeting and listened to the debate, you probably got a pretty good understanding of where all the candidates stood on those issues. I thought it went very well.
Excellent. Well, appreciate you giving us some time this morning to discuss some issues. The big thing on the top of my mind, Harry, is a potential quarter cent sales tax. Now, when we say that, we're talking about a quarter of a cent, right? Not 25 cents. A quarter cent sales tax. Is that how you understand it?
25 cents per $100 sale. Yes. Per quarter of a sales tax. That's right.
So as that breaks down, this is scheduled to be used for public transportation. This is essentially, I mean, it is a tax. What are your thoughts on the county commissioners in a 4-1 vote, Julia Olson-Bozeman being the only one voting against this, making its way to a ballot in November?
Yeah, I thought that was rather interesting. I was attending that meeting for that as well as other reasons. And, you know, Julia voted no because she was concerned about increasing costs. And she specifically talked about inflation and some other things associated with it. Everybody else voted yes. Now, you got to take that with a little bit of understanding what really happened. What that yes vote means is it gets put on the ballot for the citizens of New Hanover County to actually say yay or nay. So this doesn't approve anything, but what it does do is get it on the ballot so the citizens can say yes or no. Now, the discussion associated with that sales tax, as I understood it, is sitting in the audience, was roughly half, not quite half, was going to go to the new rail realignment, which is an absolutely needed project here in New Hanover County. And we can talk about why in a few minutes if you'd like.
Yes, sir.
About half, a little less than half, was going to go to bolster Wave Transit. That I don't agree with at all. Again, we can talk about that if you'd like. And then, you know, some small portion, call it 10% or less, was going to go to bike trails and pedestrian walk paths and some other stuff. But now that the actual meeting minutes have come out, it looks like those numbers have changed, and or what they said using words is a little bit different than what was on paper. 90% of this is going to the rail and to bike paths, and only a tiny bit going to Wave Transit. So that's a little bit different.
Yeah, we covered this yesterday morning, and I didn't catch it listening to the meeting. It wasn't until I went back and looked at scrubbed over the video portion of it. With this quarter cent sales tax, it's estimated that according to the breakdown, and this was what was given to county staff at the proposal or the county commissioners, between the city and the county, Harry, 39% of that money would be used for bike paths and pedestrian paths, and only 45% would be used for Wave Transit, which I thought was the whole thing, or at least a good chunk of it. And then the rest, the last 16%, is used for rail realignment. Does that allocation and that breakdown concern you?
Yeah, that's not where it needs to be. First, I think putting that sales tax referendum, you know, an additional sales tax on our citizens, given the cost, given inflation, given the tax increase that we had last year, is not an appropriate move. With that said, it is, you know, up to the citizens and how they vote. You'll find me on the campaign trail. One, because in principle, I just don't think now's the right time to be doing it, so we shouldn't be doing it. And second, because of that allocation of funds, I'll be you know, talking about those things. And I would encourage people to vote no. Now, with that said, the rail realignment is something that we need to do. And there's two very specific benefits associated with that. Essentially, what that does is it takes the railroad crossing for CSX Railway that runs a lot of the freight from the port, runs those tracks further south into Brunswick County, and then across the river more directly into the port of Wilmington. That does two very important things. Our port is expanding fairly rapidly, which is a good thing because that represents jobs, taxes, and all kinds of benefits to New Hanover County here in the Wilmington area. And moving those railroad tracks in that train also helps alleviate a lot of the traffic problems that we see on US 421. It also might relieve some truck traffic on US 421 because your trucks could potentially pick up and over on Brunswick County and go that way rather than through downtown Wilmington. So that's a project that we do need to work on. Wave Transient, on the other hand, I'm not in favor of giving them a nickel until they get their act together. If you'll remember, about 3 years ago now, a little longer than that, actually, both the county as well as all the local municipalities declined to increase funding to Wave Transient because they couldn't manage their budget. They still have that same problem, and they still have the problem of a system that is not designed for Wilmington. Quite frankly, if we get a system that's designed for Wilmington and not New York City, I think we could have better service at a lower cost for our citizens because we do need a public transportation system. Now, Wave Transit's got a brand new director. They've got a new board of directors that just got into place relatively recently. And by their own reporting, they are financially solvent for at least the next 2 years. So we should give them at least another year to get their act together and see if the new director and new board make the changes that are needed before we start talking about giving them any additional money.
Harry Knight joins us this morning. He is a candidate for New Hanover County Commission. We're talking about a decision at Tuesday's New Hanover County Commission Board of Commission meeting to move forward with putting a quarter-cent sales tax increase on the ballot in November. And Harry, you just touched on something very interesting. Listening to the county commission meeting on Tuesday night, you know, I heard from the same actors over and over again about how we need, how public transit is so important to our community. And nobody's going to argue that we don't need some form of public transit. But I've never heard anybody say what you just said, which is a system that is designed here for Wilmington. We want to compare ourselves, and they always say, oh, well, look at Raleigh and Charlotte. Harry, I don't know about you, but we aren't Raleigh and Charlotte. We don't have the population. We don't have the roadways. Our city is not built anything like Raleigh and Charlotte. You can't compare our public transit to them. It's completely different.
Yeah, and you've heard me, you know, at various times throughout the last couple of years when we've talked about Wave Transit. I mean, you still see it today. You got $600,000 buses that's designed for large cities running around here on our small roads with 10% ridership, if that, generally speaking.
Yeah, they're empty.
The equipment is too expensive. The buses aren't maneuverable where we need to be. It just doesn't work. If you would transform that system into probably more buses, but the smaller shuttle bus kind of things, think about something like you'd take on an airport running back and forth on a small airport.
Yeah.
You could probably get more routes with better service for the citizens at a lower cost. And that's how we should be thinking about doing it, right? When you're talking about spending public money, you should be getting the most bang that you can get, and you're providing a good service to the citizens. We're not doing either of those today. The system costs too much, and we're not providing a useful service.
And that's also an important thing to note, is it's not like Wave Transit is, and a very good point here, it's not like Wave Transit is currently running in such a great way and everybody's loving it and it just costs too much. Nobody likes the system. People that depend on it talk about how awful and terrible it is. It takes 3 hours to get from anywhere to anywhere for appointments. And, you know, the story a couple of months ago about a gentleman who needs to go to the VA that lives downtown, and it took him 2 hours to get back and forth to the VA. It's just ridiculous. It's a very screwed up system.
Right. That's just unacceptable. If you had a more accessible system with better transportation means, and in today's world, with today's technology, that probably means some version of like an Uber that's attached to it as well. Maybe you get vouchers or something so that you can run to those kinds of appointments in an efficient manner.
That's a very good point, Herod. I need to grab a quick break, but I want to ask you about that because that's something I've thought about for a while. And maybe it's just ignorance on my behalf thinking that that system could work. But I've got more questions for Harry Knight on the other side of this break. He's a New Hanover County Commissioner, and you're listening to Wilmington's Morning News on 107.9 and 980. The Wife. 822, welcome back to Wilmington's Morning News. Harry Knight joins us this morning. He is a candidate for New Hanover County Commission. There will be a primary in May, a big general election coming up in November. And Harry, before we grabbed the break there, we were talking about the quarter cent sales tax increase, and you talked about the usability of Wave Transit and tailoring it. I've said this for years now, Harry, this quarter cent sales tax, if it was to go forward and it was to make the money that they are estimating that it is supposed to make, you're talking about nearly $70 million that would be allocated to Wave Transit. Why not just give people free Uber rides at $70 million? I mean, I hate to ask such an ignorant question, but when you're talking about an Uber ride that costs $12 to $15, do you really need to spend $70 million on a public transit system? I don't know.
Well, that's the reason I made the comment before the break that we need to give the new director and the new board an opportunity to get the system realigned and designed to work for Wilmington. I think an Uber kind of service is probably a part of the new service because of its flexibility. You'd have to actually look at, you know, the design of the new system and the anticipated routes and the cost to figure out what portion of that is appropriate to go to that. Obviously, it wouldn't be $70 million, but it's hard to say what that cost might truly be.
And I know that they are currently, and we've talked to Marie Parker, the new executive director of Wave Transit, a couple of times in the past, and they are working on a micro transit system to handle and kind of do this alternative to what we see with Uber and Lyft. But at the end of the day, it's still large, but the main structure of the system, Harry, is still large buses that sit for pretty much completely empty. I mean, I see them every morning when I leave the office here. They're driving around Market Street. They're empty. There's nobody on them.
That's right. That's what we talked about before. That's just wasting. It's a complete waste of time and money and taking up space on the roads.
So let's transition away from Wave Transit and rail realignment, talking about these walk and bike paths. I'm not going to argue that there is not a need to have a walkable city. I spend a decent amount of time in downtown Wilmington, and I'll tell you, it's pretty walkable as it is right now. Does the county and the city need to spend a combined nearly $56 million on it if this sales tax is to go forward?
Not in my opinion. What I said in the meeting, they were talking about a number, you know, around 10%, which would have been, you know, $10 to $14 million. If you're going to do a taxpayer-funded initiative and the citizens are fully aware of what it's going to go to, and you want to spend a small portion on that, you know, cleaning up the bike paths and the walkways that we have today, maybe expanding some bike paths so that you're making it more accessible, I wouldn't be opposed to that. But $70 million, that seems like a lot, which is one of the reasons, you know, I would be encouraging people to look at the actual referendum, look at where the money is going to be spent, and to vote no. Because, again, all this yes vote did with the county commission is put it on the ballot for the citizens to vote. So it didn't actually, you know, institute the sales tax. It gave the citizens a choice to say yes or no in November.
Do you think overall that's a good thing that the citizens get a choice on this? Or should the county commission, just looking at what is going on nationally, locally, and statewide with finances, should they have not even brought this forward? Hey, let me ask it this way. Harry, if you were on the county commission and this came forward, what would you have voted?
Well, given the split in the money that was allocated, I would have voted no.
Gotcha.
Now, with that said, I think it's always a good thing to give citizens a choice, i.e. a vote in this case, and how their money is spent.
And that's obviously what they're looking to do here. And this is not something that is new to New Hanover County, to the city of Wilmington, or even North Carolina. I mean, there have been referendums, bail reforms for years. I mean, you can go back about, 15 years or so, they've been going on. It was the baseball park and then the Live Oak Bank Pavilion. So this is not something new. Harry, before we let you go this morning, how do you think the current national political climate might play into this either passing or failing in November?
I think inflation is going to continue because of all of the stimulus money that's being put into the economy, which artificially drives demand high. So I don't think that's going anywhere soon. I think all of the events going on in Europe and Ukraine will continue to disrupt supplies, and that situation could get significantly worse at any given period of time. So I think you'll continue to see limited supplies on some things. I think you'll continue to see high gas prices, and I think overall inflation will continue to go up. I think most citizens are going to be pretty reluctant to add to their tax bill.
Yeah, I tend to echo some of those same sentiments, and it will be very interesting to see. And I would guess the reason Julia Bozeman made the statement that she did, that she was not going to vote against, she was not going to vote for this because of what's going on. I'm sure that's exactly what was on her mind when she made that vote. Harry Knight joins us this morning. He is a New Hanover County Commission candidate. Harry, for people that want to get more information about you, learn about your campaign, or maybe even support your campaign, what is the best way for them to go ahead and do that?
You can go to my website, which is harry4nhc.com, or you can go to my Facebook page, which is also the same handle, harry4nhc.com, and you can look at my position on the various issues going around the town. You can actually look at my entire employment history and see the experience that I have. And if you choose to help me in the campaign, join and follow one or both, and you can also donate to my campaign.
Harry, thank you very much for the time this morning. Appreciate all the research that you do, and we will catch up with you soon.
Thank you, Nick.
Appreciate it. Harry Knight joining us this morning, a candidate for New Hanover County Commission, talking about a decision on Tuesday by the New Hanover County Board of Commissioners to move forward with a potential quarter-cent sales tax increase that would be used to fund public transportation, including wave transit, bike paths, walk paths, and rail realignment.